Your reaction to tonight's game here at Windsor Park, David?
Disappointed with the performance. I thought for long periods of the game in the first half we had enough possession without really creating and hurting them. We had a couple of half chances. But then not long after half time we get hit on the counter. With a goal, it's obviously preventable. And in the last 5 or 10 minutes we were certainly desperate for a point at least. And we eventually got a goal. But it covers over our performance now. It wasn't good enough. Our attitude, our desire, our energy. I don't think we showed enough of that tonight.
But character to dig out the draw with a last gasp equaliser.
Character should be a given. Especially playing for Linfield, it should be a given. So, although we did dig ourselves out of it and it might be a vital point come further down the line, so it's disappointing. But they called rain come, they made it hard, they sort of sat in, and we didn't have the know-how and somebody in there to create something, the spark to go and create something, and say we ended up scoring a goal from a set play.
It was just hard to break down the park and the bus type defence there, wasn't it?
Teams come here and teams have come to Windsor Park for years and done the exact same, and say the disappointing thing for me is our spark tonight. We looked as if we were 15-20 games in the league. We're a wee bit leggy for some reason, I don't know. But we certainly lack that creative spark and that wee bit of fire, a wee bit of edge going forward to pick the right pass and create the right chance, and we didn't do enough of that.
Thankfully, 27 goals last season. Burnsy has that knack of being in the right place at the right time, and he got the goal that salvaged something.
I got something out of the game, and again, I didn't see it coming. But that's a disappointing thing when you have a little bit of possession, and I told the players in there it's not good enough that we pass the buck. You pass it on to somebody else, and the crowd are edgy and they're getting onto the players, and that's when I need big players to stand up and be mentally strong to say, you know what, I'm going to make something happen, I'm going to get us back into the game, I want to get us back into the game. And I don't think we had enough players wanting to do that. So it's a hard place to play, I understand that, but it's a great place to play when you're out there, the pitch, the stadium, the club. It's the best there is in the league, so they should have the know-how and the courage to go and play there. And I understand the edginess and the disappointment, people leaving tonight, but we've got to pick ourselves up with 3 days to get ourselves ready for a big game against Crusaders.
And no better or bigger game to lift us after tonight's performance than a visit to Seaview, a difficult ground, playing to very banging form.
Yeah, it's always a difficult place to play. It's a tight, small pitch. But if we show the same desire and tempo that we played at tonight, we'll not win the game Saturday. So the players will need to lift the game, they'll lift the spirits, we'll try and get them going, we'll pick the bones out of the game tonight, and we'll hopefully I can pick the right 11 to go and get us a big result on Saturday.
Goes without saying, everybody, there'll be a big blue crowd of blue men there, yeah, Saturday, of course, looking for a good result at a difficult venue, but everybody's right behind you, so all the very best for a tough game on Saturday.
I hope so. Cheers, Andy.